This is episode 102 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Majestic 12 document. When people talk about UFOs, aliens, and secret government files, one of the strangest and most fascinating stories is the one about the Majestic 12 documents. These papers, which seem to appear out of nowhere in the 1980s, describe a top-secret group of scientists, generals, and officials who were supposedly in charge of handling alien spacecraft and beings that may have crashed on Earth. Whether they are real or fake, the Majestic 12 documents have inspired endless debates, movies, books, and late-night arguments among those fascinated by UFOs. To understand why these papers caused such a stir, we need to look at how they appeared, what they contained, and why people still talk about them decades later. Even if we can't say for sure whether the Majestic 12 was real, the story of the documents is so mysterious and exciting that it feels like stepping into a spy novel mixed with a science fiction adventure. The story of the Majestic 12 papers begins in 1984, when a roll of undeveloped film arrived in the mailbox of a UFO researcher named Jamie Shandera. When he developed the film, he found it contained images of government-style documents from the late 1940s and early 1950s. These papers described a group called Majestic 12, or MJ-12 for short. According to the documents, President Harry Truman had ordered the formation of this secret committee after the Roswell crash. The documents listed 12 men who were supposedly part of this group, including famous figures like Vannevar Bush, a top science advisor, and Rear Admiral Roscoe Hillenkoetter, who was the first director of the CIA. The papers described MJ-12 as being responsible for recovering crashed UFOs, studying alien technology, and keeping the public in the dark about what was really going on. For people interested in UFOs, this was electrifying. Here, finally, was supposed proof that the government had known about aliens all along and had formed a secret team to deal with them. The documents felt like a peek behind the curtain, a look into the biggest mystery of all time. The heart of the mystery lies in the contents of the Majestic 12 documents themselves. They weren't written like conspiracy theories or sensational news clippings. They had the tone of serious government briefings, typed on official-looking pages, filled with the kind of precise language officials might use to describe something terrifying yet urgent. According to the papers, the group was formed by a secret order from President Truman on September 24, 1947. The order came only a couple of months after the infamous crash near Roswell, New Mexico. The documents explained that the situation was far too explosive to be handled by ordinary military channels. Truman supposedly believed that knowledge of alien life, if revealed too soon, could cause public panic, damage religious faith, and destabilize the fragile peace of the post-war world. So, Truman created a permanent hidden group to deal with it. This group would include only the most trusted minds, scientists with knowledge of advanced physics, military commanders who understood secrecy, and intelligence leaders who could manage cover-ups. Together, they would form Majestic 12. The most gripping section of the documents describes the Roswell crash itself. Far from being a simple weather balloon accident, as the official story claimed, the papers say that a genuine alien spacecraft came down on July 4, 1947. It began when a rancher named W. Mac Brazil discovered strange debris scattered across his land near Roswell, New Mexico. He found long strips of silvery metal, oddly light but impossible to dent or burn. Some pieces seemed to have markings like hieroglyphics, symbols no one could read. Then there were beams that looked like metal but weighed less than wood, and fragments that could bend without breaking. Brazil reported his discovery, and soon the Army airfield at Roswell sent officers to investigate. According to the MJ-12 documents, what the soldiers found wasn't just scattered wreckage. A partially intact craft had come down, its smooth, curved structure unlike any human airplane. The craft had no wings, no visible engines, and no rivets or bolts. It looked like a single moulded piece of material. The most shocking discovery came when they realised the craft wasn't empty. Inside, or thrown nearby during the crash, were four small beings. The documents described them as humanoid, but clearly not human. Their bodies were slender, their skin a greyish pale colour. Their heads were disproportionately large, with eyes that were dark and slanted. They wore what looked like one-piece suits, tight and seamless, made of a material unlike any fabric on Earth. Two of the beings were dead. Their bodies were burned and broken. One was gravely injured but still intact. The fourth was reportedly unharmed, though its condition afterward remains one of the great mysteries. Some say it lived for a short time in custody before dying. Others believe it may have survived longer, possibly kept alive for study. The documents state that the bodies and the craft were quickly transported under armed guard. First, they went to Roswell Army Airfield. Then, within days, everything was flown to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. There, in heavily guarded hangars, the wreckage was examined piece by piece. Scientists tried cutting into the material, but ordinary tools bounced off. They tried heating it with blowtorches, but it didn't melt. The bodies were handed over to medical examiners for autopsy. The documents note that the autopsies revealed shocking details. The organs were not like human organs. The brains were large compared to their bodies, and their rib cages were fragile, almost bird-like. Their blood was thin and almost colourless, with a chemistry unknown to earthly science. Some parts of their anatomy didn't seem to have obvious functions, as if these beings had evolved in a way completely separate from life on Earth. Meanwhile, the government rushed to control the story. On July 8, 1947, the Roswell Army Airfield released a statement saying they'd recovered a flying disc. Newspapers across the country reported that the Army had a UFO. But the excitement lasted only a day. The very next day, the Army issued a retraction, saying it was just a weather balloon. The Majestic 12 document suggests this change was deliberate, a cover story created after high-level officials ordered secrecy at all costs. The documents didn't stop at Roswell. They also described another recovery in December 1950, near the US-Mexico border. This time, the craft had broken apart more completely. Local residents reportedly saw a bright flash in the sky before the crash, as if the ship had exploded. Wreckage was scattered over a wide area. According to the papers, Majestic 12 dispatched recovery teams disguised as regular military units. They collected the wreckage under the cover of night, using trucks and even trains to transport it north. Once again, bodies were recovered. These were in worse condition than those from Roswell, but they still provided valuable samples. The documents suggest that scientists were eager to compare the two incidents. Were the beings the same species? Were the crafts identical in design? The similarities between the two crashes convinced MJ-12 that they were dealing with an ongoing presence, visitors who had come to Earth more than once. The MJ-12 papers described technology that sounded like pure science fiction. There were references to propulsion systems that manipulated gravity, allowing the craft to move silently and at incredible speeds. The wreckage included thin, flexible sheets of metal that returned to their original shape no matter how they were bent. Some fragments had unusual symbols etched into them, almost like writing. One of the most mysterious items was a small globe-like device that no one could figure out. Scientists could not open it, and it emitted a faint energy field that baffled instruments of the time. Although the documents did not claim outright that modern technology came from studying these artifacts, the timing raised questions. In the decades after Roswell, humanity suddenly leapt forward with inventions like microchips, lasers, fiber optics, and stealth technology. Some researchers believe these advances may have been inspired directly or indirectly by what MJ-12 had discovered. One of the most chilling sections of the documents was the description of the autopsies. The language was calm and professional. but what it described was haunting. The beings were dissected in sterile laboratories, their tissues preserved for study. Their brains were larger and more complex than human brains. Their digestive systems were minimal, suggesting they didn't eat food in the way humans do. Their bones were thin but flexible, and their joints allowed a wider range of motion than human limbs. Some scientists speculated they might not even be biological in the same way humans are, that they could be partly synthetic, a blend of living tissue and engineered material. The documents didn't provide final answers, only observations. But the idea that the beings might be advanced creations, not just natural life forms, has fascinated researchers ever since. Another striking part of the briefing was its focus on secrecy. The documents explained that the government had decided not to reveal the truth because of fear of the consequences. Officials worried that people might panic if they knew Earth was being visited by extraterrestrials. Some feared that rival nations, like the Soviet Union, could use the information to their advantage during the tense early years of the Cold War. As a result, the project was to remain permanently hidden. Only those with the highest clearances would know. Cover stories would be created whenever necessary, such as the claim that Roswell was just a balloon. If other UFO sightings occurred, the Air Force would study them publicly through programs like Project Sign, Project Grudge, while the real discoveries were kept locked away under Majestic 12's control. The key document was described as a briefing prepared for President-elect Dwight D. Eisenhower in November 1952. It was meant to inform him about the situation before he officially took office. Reading it feels like stepping into a private moment in history, where one president hands over to another not only the nuclear codes, but the biggest secret of all, that humanity is not alone. The briefing assured Eisenhower that Majestic 12 was continuing its work, studying the wreckage, the bodies, and the broader mystery of UFOs. It was both a warning and a reassurance. The situation was under control, but it was far too important to ever reveal to the public. Even today, people argue over the Majestic 12 documents. Some researchers believe that even if the papers themselves are fake, they might have been based on real secrets. In other words, maybe someone faked the documents to get the truth out without directly revealing classified information. Others think the documents were created by the government itself as part of a disinformation campaign to confuse the public and cover up what was really going on. There are also researchers who point out that some details from the MJ-12 papers match things we later learned from real government files. For example, the documents referred to certain code words and operations that only came to light years later. Could a hoaxer have known about these in the 1980s? This is part of what makes the Majestic 12 story so enduring. No one has been able to completely prove them real, but no one has been able to completely destroy the possibility either. It has been more than 70 years since Roswell, and nearly 40 years since the Majestic 12 documents first appeared. Yet the story hasn't faded away. New books, TV specials, and online debates keep the mystery alive. Some researchers continue to search for more evidence, while others argue endlessly over tiny details in the documents. For young people who are just discovering the UFO mystery, MJ-12 offers an entry point into a bigger world of questions about life beyond Earth. Whether you see the documents as proof, hoax, or something in between, they remind us that humans are endlessly curious. We want to know what's out there. We want to understand our place in the universe. This week I was talking about the Majestic 12 documents. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.